Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. U.S. trade officials say they're going to investigate whether to place new trade restrictions on textile imports that come to this country from China. U.S. textile manufacturers say they are just being flooded with a huge new influx of cheap Chinese goods. This follows a trade development earlier in this year. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Fagland. Tess, talk about this problem, can you, for U.S. textile manufacturers? What's going on?
Well, a global quota system expired on January 1st of this year. It was a quota system that was in place for the last 30 years. Now, since January 1st, according to figures from the Commerce Department, textile imports from China are up more than 60%. 60%. And that's everything from shirts and pants to cotton underwear. In fact, if you look at the numbers by category, for example, imports of knit shirts from China jumped 1,200% in the first quarter. Imports of cotton pants were up 1,500%. And that's certainly enough to send the U.S. textile industry into a bit of a panic. Industry trade groups claim that more than 17,000 jobs have already been lost and at least 14 plants have shut down. So there is a lot of pressure at this point coming to bear on the Bush administration to do something to stem this tide of fabric.
Well, what could they do?
Well, when China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, part of the deal was that other member stations can impose, member nations rather, can impose limits on textile imports. That's an option for those nations until 2008. So that's what they're looking at right now. Of course, they have to prove that all these imports from China are having a direct and detrimental effect on the domestic industry. And that's where all these numbers could come in. Before the quotas were lifted, about 16% of the clothing sold here in the U.S. had a Made in China label. Now there are predictions that could be headed north of 50%, maybe even 70%. So what the Commerce Department is going to do is investigate three big categories, cotton knit shirts, cotton pants, and dainties, and determine probably within 90 days whether to reinstitute some sort of limits. And if it does, then China would be limited to a total of 7.5% above what they were last year. And the European Union, by the way, is considering similar measures. It's seen a 46% jump in imports from China.
Tess, what about prices at the consumer level? Are they benefiting from this? These imports?
Presumably so. I don't have any firm numbers on that, but yes, certainly if you have a huge influx of less expensive products, then as a consumer, you're probably going to see a price drop. And that also goes for retailers. They are no doubt counting on these imports to make it cheaper to stock their shelves. So there are two sides to this debate. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're checking out the next step in outsourcing, sending medical samples to be tested overseas.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Fagland of Marketplace from American Public Media.